Here we are again, my fellow Peloton peeps, iFit insiders, Echelonians, and all the rest of you home fitness high-fiving creepers. Welcome back to the Weekly Watt, where we cover all the biggest connected fitness news of the week. Thanks in both part to all of you who hit the like button in last week's inaugural episode, as well as thanks to YouTube for removing the dislike button count. Everything is looking good enough to keep this news dumpster burning bright for at least another few weeks. Lots to cover this week, including Peloton's new video game Lane Break, which has begun its beta. Tom Holland, aka Spider-Man, became temporarily infatuated with the Ergata rower, and so much more. As always, thank you for being here. I'm your host Colin with Connect the Watts. Let's get into the news. Peloton kicked off the week by filing new lawsuits against both iFit and Echelon, alleging that these companies are violating up to four of their patents related to on-demand classes, one of which they obtained just last week. Peloton is seeking cash compensation, as well as hoping to have the courts block the sale of the infringing products until the expiration of these patents. In terms of iFit, much of the lawsuit has to do with their live leaderboard and Smart Adjust features. Smart Adjust is a feature that rolled out to many iFit devices this year to help automatically adjust the difficulty and resistance throughout the workouts to match the user's fitness level. For Echelon, Peloton claims that before it released the Tread, quote, it was not well known for treadmills to offer a leaderboard, and that Echelon now has a, quote, copycat leaderboard with an online filter that allows users to see who is taking an on-demand class at the same time. I can't comment on whether any of these claims will hold up, but if history is any guide, they won't. As Peloton, iFit, and Echelon have been suing each other back and forth for stealing each other's ideas for years now, and no one has ever seemed to won much of anything except for wasting each other's time and money. And suing rivals isn't Peloton's only strategy this week to collect some much needed cash. During Peloton's disastrous earnings call earlier this month, which caused their stock to drop over 40% within a matter of days, JP Morgan's Douglas Anmuth asked, "You've burned about $650 million in cash. Just curious how much cash you're comfortable operating the business with going forward." And which Peloton's CFO Jill Woodworth, who by the way, just prior to this earnings call had sold 100% of her Peloton stock, answered, quote, "I think just cutting to the chase, we don't see the need for any additional capital raise based on our current outlook." Well, I guess that outlook must have changed real quick, because this week Peloton announced and filed plans to raise a little over $1 billion by selling roughly 23.9 million shares of its Class A common stock at a discounted rate. And with Peloton needing and burning through so much cash so quickly, it is leading some to speculate that Peloton could be sold to a bigger tech company in the near future. Some think Disney would be a top candidate, others think Apple or Google would be interested. Personally, I'm placing my bet on Facebook or Meta or whatever I'm supposed to call them now to try to get in on this and acquire the world's most popular fitness platform to work alongside their VR headset Oculus and future vision for their augmented reality world. But don't worry, Peloton, you are not the only connected fitness company to have their stock fall over earnings this week. Beachbody, who recently acquired the Mixed Bike and released their new connected fitness platform, Body, had nearly an identical story this week after their earnings report also revealed that there was a slower growth than they had anticipated, and their stock fell over 40% as well, bringing their value down over 75% from where it was just a few months ago. It's going to be interesting to see how all of these companies adjust to an environment where their products are no longer flying off the shelves with no effort, and there's more competition now than ever before. Hopefully, they will figure it all out, and fingers crossed for us that this leads to lower prices and companies continuing to push themselves to deliver the best experience possible. In more positive news, Peloton has begun the beta for select members to test out their upcoming video game mode and Mario Kart lookalike, Lane Break. Peloton has not yet deemed me worthy of beta access, so the only glimpse of this I've been able to get outside of the screenshots are from the world's shakiest and most unenthusiastic video preview, which I'll link to below. Peloton is saying that they expect to release Lane Break to everyone in early 2022, so at least we don't have to wait too much longer to try it out. Speaking of connected fitness video games, in a $1.2 million shopping spree video with GQ, Tom Holland became temporarily infatuated with the idea of getting Ergata's game-based rower. Tom ended up choosing the Ergata over the Normatec pants, the Theragun, and Kangoo jumping shoes. Now, I love my Ergata, but to choose anything over those Kangoo shoes? Come on, Tom. These look absolutely incredible. Honestly, had you been training with those Kangoos, maybe, just maybe, you would have been able to handle the filming of Uncharted without giving yourself tendonitis. Ergata also made the news this week by announcing that Colin Kaepernick will be the face of their brand in their first national ad campaign and adding an exclusive 3-month Kaepernick-inspired training program onto their rowers. Now, I have found Ergata's Facebook group to be possibly one of the nicest and supportive groups that I have seen, but this announcement seemed to have temporarily turned even this group into a battleground of arguments, rivaling what you might see on a daily basis in the extremely toxic Peloton Facebook group. It even got to the point where Ergata's CEO had to jump in with a response, and eventually the announcement post was removed altogether to keep the peace. All I know, and I openly admit to not knowing much, is that at least Colin looks like he's a semi-competent rower. And that's a big step up from Kevin Hart with Hydro and Mario Lopez with Echelon. Those guys are constantly used to promote their rowers, and both of which have obviously never been taught how to actually row. Echelon, by the way, has added a new partnership on top of the ones they have with Mario and Pitbull. This time they are partnering with 2-time Grammy nominated and 4-time CMA Vocal Group of the Year and fellow neighbors in Tennessee, Old Dominion. There will be Old Dominion themed classes, as well as a members only appearance by the band. Hopefully they will not disappoint as much as Pitbull's Echelon Anthem. I don't know about you, but I feel good. I mean, to be fair, it's not bad, but Mr. Worldwide, you could have done so much better. Does getting paid to work out sound good to you? Well, if you live in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, you're in luck. iFit has a new studio there and they are looking for dedicated iFit members to be a part of their daily live classes. Personally, I try not to take iFit's live classes too often because I find the members iFit brings in that cheer after everything their trainers say to be annoying as hell. So if you want to annoy the shit out of me as well and get paid to do it, well, make sure to shoot iFit a message. Peloton peepers and creepers, you are being called out. In a report by Inside Hook, they discussed the growing and often dismissed concern of harassment on Peloton. They brought up reports and issues from Reddit members and others that the way Peloton's high-five system that allows for creeps to thrive without any real limitations. See, if you high-five somebody on the leaderboard, it's an unspoken rule on Peloton that you should not high-five that person again unless they high-five you back. Otherwise, well, you're a creeper. And surprisingly, Peloton does not limit the amount of times someone can high-five you. I mean, come on, Peloton, Facebook learned over a decade ago with their infamous poke button to not let people continue poking people. You need to have a reciprocal poke back first. And on Facebook, you can also block someone, whereas on Peloton, that's impossible to do. And as discussed in this article, there are instances when people continue to high-five and follow you no matter where you go. Even if you make your account private, you cannot stop these people from high-fiving you, forcing some people to ultimately have to change their name and profile picture in order to get a bit of privacy. Crystal O'Keefe, a Peloton member since 2016 and the co-host of a popular Peloton podcast called The Clip Out, reached out to the company after a high-five incident escalated for her, and unfortunately all Peloton told her was that this person high-fives people, so it is no big deal, that's just what they do. Come on, Peloton. It should be common sense not to allow someone to high-five you multiple times in a class without reciprocation, and you should 100% be able to block someone from seeing you without you having to change your entire account. And I know it took you almost a year to develop a pause button, but maybe you can move things a little faster to create a block system to prevent your members from being harassed. Now, for those of you who've been interested in Tempo but would like to check it out, you will finally be able to sign up for an in-person demo at over 100 Best Buy stores around the country by the end of the year. Tempo has always been available at Best Buy, but now you can finally try it out before you buy it, which I think is a great move since there have been very few opportunities for people to test out connected fitness equipment in general and mostly have had to order online and hope for the best. Finally, Fitbit is testing sleep animals on their app to encourage better sleep habits. Visiting the sleep page will reveal a new card which takes you to a full page that includes an adorable graphic of a creature sleeping and a paragraph describing why their characteristics are similar to yours. It ends on a note about how to improve, with users assigned an animal every month. Make sure to check it out if you have a premium account to see if you most resemble a tortoise, parrot, giraffe, dolphin, bear, or hedgehog. Anyways, here are the new classes and programs released this week. For Peloton, we have 4 new Foo Fighter themed classes alongside 2 Foo Fighter warm-up classes, and over 23 new meditation classes have been added, featuring Mariana Fernandez, Kiera Michael, and Nico Serrani for the first time, and feature the first ever Spanish and German language classes in this category. Also to note, the Peloton app has been added to LG TVs, so if you have one, make sure to check it out. On iFit, this week's highlights include a new 4-part Iceland bike race with Yuri Halswald, the 2021 Virgin Money London Marathon with Casey Gilbert, which you can break into 5 parts with an additional warm-up and cooldown, and a new 12-part Uzbekistan running interval series, also with Casey Gilbert. That guy, he likes to run a lot. In Anorgata, we have week 3 of the Turkey Trials. This time around, the race is a 900-meter gravy gauntlet. I said it last week, and I'll say it again, I love these short sprint races, and I really wish more programs would include them every so often for those of us who like to sprint. And finally, we have the deal of the week. Now, there are still a lot of really good deals going on right now, with Black Friday just a week away, but the number one deal this week is the Hydro Rower, which is discounted to $1,795, down $500 from its normal $2,295. This is the best deal I've seen for this all year round, and although I have not reviewed the Hydro yet, I have taken many of their classes on their app and have so far enjoyed every single one of them. You can check Hydro's discount out with a link in the description below. And that's it, ladies and gentlemen, for the Weekly Watt. If you enjoyed it, make sure to let me know by hitting that like button or writing a comment. I'll be gone next week for Thanksgiving, but the show will be back the following week. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you next time.